Good morning, everyone, and welcome to I Want to Daven. Welcome to all the old-timers who have stuck with us after this long hiatus, and welcome to all the new-timers who are going to be joining us on this journey. So our goal is to spend the next couple of weeks explaining these Prakim of Tehillim that we've been saying a lot over the past month because of everything going on in Eretz Yisrael. But I figured before we start that, it's important to take one day as an introduction, where we speak more generally about why we say Tehillim. Are we trying to convince God of everything? What's so magical about the words of Tehillim that they have the power to change heavenly decrees? So in order to answer this question, we have to take a step back and understand what's the purpose of prayer in general. And we have to realize that throughout Talmudic liturgy, tefillah is referred to as avodah. It's a form of service. Why? What service are we providing to God when we daven? Well, we're fulfilling our mission in life of bringing God into this world, making God more present in this world. It started out with Avraham, our original Jewish ancestor, who was constantly korei b'shem Hashem. He constantly called down God's name. Avraham was the first one to make God present in this world, to make God known in this world, or as we colloquially call it, he made a kiddush Hashem. We translate that as sanctifying God's name, but it's he singled out and made God's presence and God's name apparent in the world, as opposed to a chilul Hashem. Chilul comes from the word halal, a void, where God. The world is lacking God, and God is not present in this world. So Avraham made a Kiddush Hashem. He made God present in this world. And we, as Abraham's descendants, have the same mission. We have to make God present in this world. We have to make a Kiddush Hashem. And we do that through our davening. Whenever we daven, we make God more present in this world. And specifically when we say Tehillim, there are 150 Prakim of Tehillim, and each of them have different themes. Some of them are asking God to help us, some of them are thanking God, some of them are praising God, some of them are us being angry at God, but the common denominator between each of the 150 chapters of Tehillim, that each of them speak about Hashem in one form or another. Trust me, I went through every single one last night, each of them mentions Hashem, I checked it. And that means that even if we're saying a chapter of Tehillim that isn't 100% relevant to the thing we're asking for, it's okay, because the goal of saying Tehillim isn't to get something from God, it's to fulfill our purpose and to fulfill our mission, to serve God by making Him more present in this world, by making a Kiddush Hashem. And that's all we can do when we say Tehillim. We gotta make a Kiddush Hashem. And when we do our part of making a Kiddush Hashem, both by davening and by the saying of Tehillim, but also by opportunities like this, where we discuss Tehillim and we try to understand Tehillim, that's making God more and more known in the world, making God more and more present in the world, which is why in order to maximize the benefit of this chat, it shouldn't just be me talking and you listening. Please reach out to me. Questions, comments, thoughts, because this should be an ongoing conversation about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the goal of saying and learning about Tehillim is to make a Kiddush Hashem and to bring God more and more present and make the world more and more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully, if we do our part of making a Kiddush Hashem and bringing God into this world and making Him more present in this world, Hashem will reciprocate and do the same. And He will make a Kiddush Hashem and make His name and His reputation more and more known in this world by returning His people, the Jewish people, to their original state of glory and making sure people understand the wonders and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do our part by making a Kiddush Hashem, and hopefully Hashem will also do the same. Okay, we'll start tomorrow with Perek Kuf Kaf Aleph, Esa Inai. Until then, everyone have a great day. Bye.